My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're in their downtown D.C. studios right now. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Still a lot of guests to get to. Upcoming, Spencer Carberry, head coach of your Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:20. Jonathan Allen joins us on the phone at 9 a.m. And Will Dawkins will close out the show at 9:40. He is your Wizards GM.
Kinks, you're going to have to remind me of how many new players the Caps signed. I know they went out and got a couple free agents that
it's
were
like
maybe they
half,
traded for
it's
one.
It's like a half dozen-ish. I don't know the exact
number.
Because
they're going after some offense.
It's a lot, yeah, because they need to add some spice to the offensive end.
Yeah, you have to break that down before coach comes on.
Yeah, I'll do that for you. I'll give you a Caps two-minute preview.
Caps roster right now is kind of off the radar.
It's okay.
This is
a time to get intimate with it.
Yeah,
figure
I agree.
It out.
I want to mention a couple things just because tweets have been coming in noting people watching us on TV.
Yeah.
And
that just means joning. There's joning.
Not really,
incoming, but it's
some
okay.
of it was curiosity.
Okay, yeah.
A couple people wondered. EB and Jason do have hats.
Yeah.
So we had a discussion yesterday. Drab was pretty adamant. No hats.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do hats. Well, when we got here, they said hats are okay.
Right.
Of course.
So you were allowed to wear the hats.
And not even backwards. Drab's doing the backward hat bit over there like Dan Quinn. You guys have the forward facing hats.
I just feel more comfortable with a hat. I don't like looking at my gray hair all day. It's
understood.
Terrible.
And I think we've talked about this on the radio before, but for whatever reason, it's registering to some of our viewers that Jason mans two computers.
Yes, it's two computer
banged up computers.
No, this one's perfect.
That one's fine.
This is new. This is probably...
Look how dirty this keyboard is. Have you seen how dirty this keyboard is?
Well, bro, it's like 12 years old.
Now, his computer on the left...
But it's trusty.
That was the one that I drafted his fantasy team with that I had to bring to him at Montgomery Mall. So he could
that was where you met up?
Yeah, that was our meetup spot.
Where'd you go? Nordstrom parking lot?
Nordstrom. No, we met right outside the cafe at Nordstrom.
Right.
But it just looks like I'm doing a lot, even though
it does
I'm not.
Look, yeah.
So,
you know what you're doing a lot of? Nothing.
Right.
Just like to have.
Well, right now I've got the lines up for week one because I know that Bickle is talking about the emotional hedge with the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You got to lay 4-1 for them to win.
Let me ask you this. Do you know how to do – it's probably he doesn't know how to
what?
Do multiple windows that you can view on one computer at a time?
What do you mean multiple windows?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
No. It's a lock. He has multiple windows open.
No.
So many tabs.
Not know that he could view them both at the same time.
You know how you can have different quadrants of your screen.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well,
minimize it and put four up?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
You don't like the quad box on your computer.
But I wouldn't want that.
That's
I wouldn't
why
want that.
It's too small.
I wouldn't want the quad box.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
I'm not a big quad box guy.
Look, I got a story up here. If I want to go to the Rams depth chart, boom, it's right there.
Right.
If I want to go to MLB standings, boom, it's right there. Want to go to the Vegas lines? Boom, it's right there.
But getting back to our hats for a moment.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, this show has been broadcast either through streaming or television for a decade plus.
Oh, there's Quadbox right now on TV.
But we just do a radio show. So I'm just approaching this and like – even in this setup, this is a fantastic TV studio, but I'm slouching. I'm crossing my arms. I'm just treating it like a radio show. Now, it's probably infuriating to some TV purists.
Yeah.
But I can't.
That's okay.
I'm treating it like a radio show.
If you're a TV purist,
I can't worry about them.
Take yourself less seriously.
Yeah.
And just relax.
Yeah.
Just relax and enjoy things.
Right. I just need to be comfortable. I need to slouch. I need to spread my legs.
Yeah. You need to chew with your mouth open.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
I did, you know, Commanders post-game shows for years. And I never looked at the camera. They would tell me, because like right here, which one is my camera? Is it this one or
no,
is it
it's
that
the one,
one
you're looking at, Ricky? Like they told me, this is my camera right here. Yeah. I know if I'm looking doing a one shot, bang,
right,
right
so
there.
So this one's my
that's
camera?
That's my camera.
Because that camera, I guess that's Jason's camera, but it's right there. So I'd rather just look at you.
You've been doing TV for like 20 plus years. You should know which
I'm
camera
I'm mostly
to look
exaggerating, Cakes. The point is, we look at each other.
They literally have four cameras. Each guy has their own shot. By the way, I got to tell you, there is a moment of pride when you look around and you go, wow, the boys have come a long way from cable access.
What do you think just one of those cameras goes for?
I don't know.
I mean, those cameras are
did he say they're 8K
cheap.
Capable?
Yes.
I think they're 8K capable. I don't know, man.
I can't imagine just one of those
probably
costs.
Like four different homes.
We haven't talked about this in years, but we started off with the cable access TV show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you were an astute viewer of Bowie Cable Television,
well, who was
and we watched on 15B, I believe our desk was so small that if Jason was sitting on the edge and he would wear shorts, you could see his left leg hanging over the desk, and you would see that he was wearing shorts.
I mean, I'll be honest. This works for four people.
Absolutely.
When they bring in carbs or Zach
Leontis. Does it get a little tight? You feel a little tight?
It gets a little scrunchy. For five.
Well, you're
for
spoiled
four,
because that's nothing.
For four, this is perfect.
You're spoiled.
That's why I like being on the outside. I like to be on the outside.
And just peeking at Cakes's presence, none of us have great posture. But I remember on that cable access TV show when Cakes did his first show, for some reason, he was slanted the whole time with his head like this.
Well, Cakes also had the bit where, now this is, we weren't doing radio.
Right.
This was actually
doing TV.
Television. So if you're doing a television show, then you got to look at the camera and you got to pretend like you know what you're doing. So whenever they would go to the you guys and Cakes was sitting here, Cakes would just look offset.
Right.
He'd look around. I mean, the camera presence
the
of
would
a
catch
gnat.
Him. Right.
Yeah.
Now I remember what it was. It was that he had his shoulder lean.
Yeah.
For some reason, he was like,
I just don't care at this point.
You remember it?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it too, but that's because we're doing radio.
Right.
Yeah.
But as
EB
mentioned, the best bit was when we would start the show and do about 5 minutes, and then Sean would yell from the control room, hold on, we got to do it over again.
Got to do the whole bit.
Basically forgot to hit the on button.
I mean, to compare that setup to this amazing setup that Monumental's poured a lot of money into.
It's pretty incredible.
It's not even
so, Mr. Bickle, how much money would you risk for the Commanders to win this
weekend? Well, here's the thing, is that I like to do this periodically throughout the season. When we have games that I look at and I go, it's going to take a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, anything's possible. I've seen it. You know, when the Steelers came into town, remember that? What was that? Or we went there, whatever it was. It was like week 11, week 12. Mm-hmm. They were undefeated. We knocked them off. There have been games where we knocked off Tom Brady and the Patriots. We've knocked off Aaron Rodgers and the Packers before.
But you don't see it coming.
Right. We're huge underdogs in those instances. And here's the deal. I'll pick two or three games every year where I go, we just got no chance of winning. Mm-hmm. I'm betting. I'm putting it all on the other team so that I can emotionally hedge it. So we'll lose. I'll be sad. But then I'll look at my account and I'll be
so
happy.
One money.
Right. But the problem is, like once a year, they always do pull something off, win a game they shouldn't.
So you're afraid
and
of being snake bit.
It felt my account.
Right.
Now, is this the week that they shocked the world? It's hard to
it's
imagine.
It's an unpredictable league.
It's hard to imagine.
And what's funny about this is the Bengals were given about the same amount of points and the same money line week one against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the Bengals in the circuit pool, loser.
Right.
It's almost identical, right? Now they're doing it again 2 weeks later after they looked a lot better last week against on Sunday against the Chiefs. They had the Chiefs beat. The Chiefs got a nice gift there at the end. But – $400 to win 100. I know you're not putting up 400.
No, I mean, I only have a couple hundred in my account.
Yeah.
In my FanDuel account, I only got like $200.
So 200 pays you $50.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it worth $50?
Is it worth potentially losing 200.
I mean, it's play money.
And
you know what?
Yeah.
You want me to put the whole load on it on Cincinnati?
Sure. Why not?
All right, I will.
Yeah, I don't have a ton in my online accounts, but I do treat it like it's
play money.
It's fake money.
Yeah.
It's not real currency.
Well, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, when you look at it, like, it's not just being scared. It's like they have real weapons.
Yeah.
And, you know, who's going to slow down their receivers? We don't have a guy that can do it. I don't think that the defense has distinguished itself enough. I don't think Witt's distinguished himself yet here as a coordinator that I feel confident that we'll be able to shut them down.
They're averaging one sack per game. That number has to go up. I don't know how it's going to go up, but that number has to increase.
Well, it's a deadly combination. We don't have good corners,
right,
and you don't have a pass rush.
Yeah. It tends to hurt
deadly.
You.
We saw this last year. It seems like it's been happening for a couple seasons. When you look at quarterbacks' ratings and the QBR and all the numbers the quarterbacks have when they face Washington, it's always through the roof. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield threw for 4 touchdown passes. Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm, who, look, he's having a good start to the season, and he had a good season last year, but he's not elite.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Washington has 2 offensive touchdowns.
Right. Yeah.
That's a problem too.
In 8 quarters.
But they were in scoring position every time. They didn't punt last week.
I understand.
We know about the penalties.
They made those mistakes, which cost them. You're going to have to score those touchdowns against the Bengals.
Absolutely.
I agree, but I'm still not sure they're going to be able to score enough. I think they will, by the way.
I think
they're
the bigger problem is defense.
More.
If you had to say, what is the bigger problem?
Oh, for sure.
Offense or defense?
100%.
Isn't it the defense?
Of course.
It's definitely the defense. Daniel Jones, I know he's done this historically, but Daniel Jones looked like a star against this defense.
I'm so glad that dork walked out of Northwest Stadium with a loss.
He still threw 2 touchdown passes.
I know. He was effective.
Remember the stats you were giving all week?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones has thrown more touchdowns to the other team,
mm-hmm,
than he has to his own team since he signed that mega contract.
Right.
And then he comes in here and has 2 touchdown passes, no picks.
Very
runs
little pressure
ball effectively.
On him. If Neighbors caught that ball, could have been a Giants win very easily.
Would have been a Giants win.
Most likely.
If you were going to throw cash on it, I mean, obviously you would tease the Commanders. But then I don't know. Would I go over or under the
You always want to get 2 gamer. You love 2 gamers.
You're in love with teasers.
I hit it last week.
You're the new teaser king.
No, I'm not the king. I love the teasers. I mean, you're telling me we can't, if you give me 60, we can't stay within 14 points?
Bump the total down and go over.
And then slide some points
to Cincy.
Right. The thing is, you know, when Jason talks about...
So you catch 15 or so and go over 42.
Yeah. Jason's talking about having only 2 offensive touchdowns. When you look at PFF's rankings and their ratings, Jaden in week 1 was like their lowest rated offensive player. In week 2, wasn't much better. He was about 4th from the bottom offensively, too. Now, rushing-wise, he's right up there.
So you're just talking about the passing.
Well, no, his overall grade, because they take the overall grade. So his overall grade was like 50-something.
No. He can't be in the bottom 5 because you've got Bryce Young, you've got Bo Nix, you've got Caleb Williams. There are some guys having abysmal years at quarterback.
I'm talking about on the team, on the offense, on our own team.
I thought you were talking about league-wide.
No. Well, I don't know league-wide where he stands, but even on our own team. So offensively, PFF graded, obviously, Brian Robinson 1, okay? Very high grade.
Noah Brown got
a very high grade, too. He was number 2.
Right.
When you start to get in the offensive linemen, I'll take their word for it, but they had Allegretti, Cosme, and Biadasz rounding out your top 5, then Eckler, then Oz. But you have to go all the way down to the bottom. Sinnott's the worst.
Right.
That penalty is brutal.
Just murdered him.
I'm not even sure how many plays he had.
Did he even get any snaps after that?
Yeah, he did. It looks like he had 26 total.
Okay.
Luke McCaffrey, who did, I would say, virtually nothing. He was in on 76 snaps. He was second from the bottom. But, yeah, right up there, 6 from the bottom is Jaden Daniels with an overall rating of 57.
Right.
I'm surprised it's that low. Look, I was the most generous this week.
2 weeks in a row.
Which is the opposite
of week 1. Well, because he's not throwing touchdowns.
I gave him an A-minus.
Right.
I gave him an A-minus or B-plus.
You guys all gave him
B's. I gave him an A-minus.
I gave him a solid B.
Look, I thought he made some nicer throws and got settled in the second half. And maybe Kingsbury opened up the offense a little bit more. Snake bitten there with the false start penalties. I don't know if you put that on the quarterback, if you put that on the offensive line. You know, maybe he needs to be louder. I don't know what the issue is there. I don't know. Some of that might be his cadence.
Could just be a product of, and people talk about it, just not playing together much.
They didn't play together. They didn't play in the preseason.
Right.
They got a bunch of new guys. They got a whole new staff. It's going to take a while.
Were his false starts, I didn't notice. Were they all under center? Were they all shotguns? Was it a mix?
Well, Brian Robinson, when he took, he was shotgun.
He was in shotgun.
He was in pistol or whatever. Right. I think one of the false starts inside the 10 was he was under center. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I don't think Jaden and I don't think Cliff Kingsbury's offense in general is they're just not as comfortable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Under center.
Yeah, well,
but watching the game last night,
he was never under center.
It's huge. I think
college quarterbacks don't work under center anymore.
I know, yeah. But I think it's a huge advantage if you can get a guy comfortable under center with the play action. Especially, I could see him just being so deadly on bootlegs.
Yeah.
If you get him out on the perimeter with a throwing option, I think it would be deadly. Kind of the plays like Kyle Shanahan runs. I know I'm not asking Cliff Kingsbury to completely change the system, but sprinkle in a couple of those plays.
Well, he needs to open it up a little earlier.
So EB's going to unload his account for the emotional hedge, and he'll bet on the Bengals. He'll be happy either way. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Caps 50 Fest, and we'll be joined by the Washington Capitals head coach, Spencer Carberry, next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.